Nolan, what was the adjustment that you and Louis were able to make after that first inning?
I think after the first inning, I noticed I wasn't throwing many off-speed pitches for strikes, especially bigger spin like sweepers and curveballs. So we started to attack with some harder velo pitches, four seams, two seams, even the changeup started to find its place there.
What are your thoughts on, or I guess I should say, what is your confidence level on all six of your pitches? And you know, how much does it allow you to kind of change the game plan on the fly when you've got that many weapons?
Yeah, I mean, confidence is high. Started to lose confidence in the sweeper and curveball early just because I wasn't throwing it for strikes. And then once I got in a groove there, I figured I'd go back and try it again and ended up having them later in the game.
Once you guys get that huge lead, how does that change anything the way you pitch?
Yeah, I mean, my goal was to be aggressive from the start. And I was a little bit erratic early, so it definitely helps confidence-wise getting back in the zone, knowing we got such a good lead.
Talk about how you worked with Torrens, you know, when you were trying to find answers, and also what he provided you with his bat.
Yeah, first time throwing to him in a game, and he called a great game. He noticed pretty quickly that I didn't have some of the stuff, so we resulted to a little more four-seam, two-seam changeup type of combo. And then once we got ahead in the probably third through fifth inning, started going back to the sweeper and curveball to get some swing and miss. And then, yeah, I mean, the whole lineup, top to bottom, was just on their game again tonight.
What's it like for you watching this lineup day after day put up these kind of numbers?
Yeah, I'm glad they're on my team. it's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, it's nine really tough outs for the opposing pitchers every time we go out there.
Well, and when you say you know, you don't have the curveball and the sweeper early, and then you go back to them and they were there, are there any adjustments that you make in the interim, or does that just happen where you know, you go away from it for a little bit and then for whatever reason they've just clicked back into place?
Yeah, a lot of times throwing fastballs get me right back on track. Once I start locating my heater, I'm able to kind of find that feel in my hand again to start manipulating other pitches.
Paul said before the game that expectations have been through the roof for you. How have you not allowed that to affect you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going out there and trying to compete, trying to give my team the best chance I can to win, and try to get as many outs as I can possibly get in the baseball game.
What did you learn about yourself tonight? When your head could have been spinning and things could have unraveled, but they didn't. You kept it down.
Yeah, I mean, I was proud of the way I competed. Obviously, first inning didn't go the way I wanted, but I trusted my stuff, and I knew if I could find some pitches later in the game, I was going to be tough to hit.